This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
If you loved Something About Mary, meet the Barons and Along Came Polly. And even if you were slightly lukewarm about Starsky and Hutch and Envy, and perhaps you even forgot about Mystery Men and never even saw The Duplex, then you don't want to miss the movie event of the summer. Ben Stiller is Ben Stiller in the new smash hit, There's Something About Ben Stiller. Yes, the hardest working man with ape-like features in show business is back with his greatest project ever. While 4 out of every 5 movies released today stars Ben Stiller, this is the one everybody is raving about. Just listen to what audiences are saying about Ben Stiller's performance as Ben Stiller in the movie There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it because it had plenty of scenes with Ben Stiller.
Man, when Ben Stiller was at his fiance's parents' house and he thought he'd killed his grandma, and the ferret bit him in the crotch while he was checking his manhood in the mirror, then the toilet overflowed so he had to strip naked and climb out on the roof, and the neighbor's kid hit him in the crotch with a frisbee, and then the police came and fired tear gas and hit him in the crotch, but his fiance loved him anyway. Well, it was like every Ben Stiller movie ever, except even more so.
Critics agree. This is the role the simian man-child that is Ben Stiller was born to play. If you're a fan of mishaps, antics, and hijinks, then run, don't walk, to see Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it when Ben Stiller peeled the banana with his own feet.
Anyone who has that much flatulence has to be funny.
Don't miss Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller. Directed by Ben Stiller. Produced by Stiller Ben Productions, a division of Al Minot's Enterprises.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the entertainment center, warming his hands, getting ready to play that git box. There's Josh Arnold at the IH Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Craving a glazed jelly donut. This is the third day in a row that I can't get it off my mind.
I followed a Krispy Kreme donut truck into work today.
Oh. And you didn't heist it?
I thought, you know, there's a guy. Check local listings. We have some weather. I go, this guy is dedicated to his job. Congratulations.
Mm. And you didn't follow him?
All right, he went straight and I came to work. So.
Give me the glaze. Stick them up. Give me the glaze. And no jelly packs in there either.
Now
there's
we have
Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee.
We have learned that the Bengals, even though it's at SoFi in L.A.
Geography be damned.
The Bengals are technically the home team for the Super Bowl.
That's right. They pick dark jerseys and white pants.
Yeah. And the advantage is the home team, they also get half the concessions. Paul Brown would have been proud. That's some good negotiating. Yeah. Well, there we go. I look up at the big screen. And I see it's Al Jackson.
Look at this.
Look at that tropical shirt. Boy, that's nice.
You got a nice pink hat on. I've got a pink hat on too.
Yes, you do.
What are you protesting down at the Capitol? Wearing a pink hat like that?
Well, weren't those called?
I didn't know it was International Women's Day.
Is there a parade?
Pussy hats?
Yeah, they sure were.
You look really nice, Al.
You know what's weird is I was thinking about International Women's Day after Joshy said it, and I was like, how many people? I'm sure obviously a lot of people were down there for women, but there had to have been hundreds of guys that just got a phone call like, there are 10,000 women.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. There has to be. That, yeah. I mean, both can be true. I'm not taking away from the cause.
No, of course not.
We're talking about dudes here.
Oh, I think that's been happening throughout history.
Of course.
Yep. Guys getting behind causes because the girl they like.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm heading out of Mississippi. Have you seen those hot chicks?
I mean, truly. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get
all things to mention.
This crowd riled. Al, I tuned in yesterday to your show and you weren't on. The Daily
Wednesday was my day off
because they were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of upset about it because they're now running out of people to nominate that are actually rock and roll artists.
It's weird. Do you think they should do it like the changes to the Music Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
but then it's too broad. Now you got to put folk singers in there, and nobody wants that.
Was Beethoven going to get nominated next year? They've got.
He should. It would be cool if Beethoven and Eminem went in the same year. That'd be real cool.
Beethoven finds his way into some rock songs.
I admittedly, Christy, but I'm just saying they've kind of lost the way.
I know.
When Dolly Parton, who we're big fans.
Love her.
Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really? I mean, I said earlier, this is like putting cake in the Pizza Hall of Fame. Both great, but.
Oh, I thought you meant Cake the Band.
They're good.
They are good.
Long, short jacket thing, something. Yeah. Yeah.
So, in any
long
event.
Long jacket.
Your guys were weighing in on that. I think if some of them would agree with me, they've got to do something. But we have some better ideas. We would like to see, for example, the history of rock and roll hair. And, I mean, also, and whatever, you could do that in the category of soul.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Do you remember my favorite soul haircut was the guy in the Ohio Players that had the giant fro, but it was canted to the right? Remember that? Do you remember that, Al? That was like so cool.
There was incredible hair in the 80s and 90s, and I would love to see a documentary because I think it would encapsulate just everything. If you have rock and roll hair, but just hair in general and the look, because if you think about like 80s hair metal, that is the pinnacle of just 80s men, super masculine. Schwarzenegger's big, Rambo is big, but yet all these guys that love those tough guys love these men in tight pants wearing rouge. They had makeup on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Long hair. Yeah.
Well, as I said earlier, they often called George Martin, the engineer and producer of the Beatles, the fifth Beatle. If they were going to do the sixth member of Duran Duran, it would be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yes.
But our guest is Al Jackson. His show is The Daily Blast Live. Al's a great stand-up comedian. And Al calls the show to help me get hipper.
Mm. Yes.
If that's possible. Mm-hmm. And yes. What have we got today word-wise, Al?
Well, Tom, we got a lot going on. I'm going to be doing some traveling. Obviously, you know that when we start talking about traveling, Tom, I have to make sure that I'm fully aware of the marijuana laws in every state. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, cool.
Tom, let's get right into it. Obviously, marijuana is legal in a lot of places, and it's not legal in a lot of places, but anywhere you go, people know what a dab is. So, Tom, tell the people, talk to these people that are listening to this right now and tell them what a dab is.
I thought that was a kind of a handshake, wasn't it?
I'll take one or two of the definitions, but I'd like the marijuana one if you can give it to me.
A dab. I know that Brill Cream, the hair product, was famous for.
I did not see this going there.
A little dab will do you.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the jingle, Josh?
No, of course not. No.
Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. She loved to run her fingers through your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that was dab. A jingle.
Okay. And
70 then, years ago, that
and
was
then, yes. And then dap, of course, is a caulk used when putting in windows. Let's see, dab. I assume, is it a dose of marijuana put into a pipe?
Wow.
Is that correct?
Tom. It's correct. It's very, I don't dab. I don't know how to do that, but yes, it does involve. And here's why I never dabbed. Cause it's it's walking down crack alley, you know? Yeah. It involves one of those butane lighters, that the scary ones that where the blue flame comes out. It is like you only do that if you're like running an illegal chop shop. Should you even know where to get those? I don't even know what you do with those lighters. And it involves a glass pipe. And I guess it's such a high concentration of marijuana, you need that kind of heat to melt the, it's kind of a wax. It's not the flower marijuana that most people are familiar with.
Is that legal anywhere?
That down. Oh, yes. Very legal. They sell it at any place where you can buy marijuana.
So to put it in terms I would understand, then, does the dab come like in a packet, like those things I put in my washing machine where they've got the...
like Tide Pods?
Yeah, the Tide Pods.
It kind of does, because I accidentally bought one by accident one time. And it comes in like one, you know, the lipstick, the lip balm, it comes in like a tin and it's like just wax in there and it's kind of just enough for the tip of your finger.
Sure.
That's kind of what it looked like. It's only about that much because I guess it doesn't take much because it's so concentrated. It's almost like buying apple juice concentrate where you have to add the water. It's almost like that, but for marijuana.
I've got one of those lighters, by the way.
What do you use those for? Because I only think crack.
Oh, no. I'd use it to light my big green egg.
Yeah, yours is way bigger than
what
Al's talking, but it is a similar thing. It's
you
a similar concept.
It.
It's in my office.
Okay.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, you could almost weld with that thing.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Very fresh.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Al Jackson is our guest. Keep going. What have I got to learn here?
All right. Well, Tom, you know, we make a lot of jokes on these on this show, and sometimes we'll joke around so much. I'll send like Chick or Josh an emoji of just a coffin. What am I saying to them?
I'm not really big on emoji talk.
A coffin.
Can I guess? May I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
We killed it.
Usually for we killed it, I use the knife emoji, the butcher knife thing, but that's a good guess.
This is more along the lines of I died laughing.
Oh.
Like I'm dead.
Gotcha.
Josh again. Just Josh, at this point, you know, I feel like there would be, like, if we were a basketball team, there'd be tension because you're like the young star. you know, the coach is like, look, I got to play Tom. He's why people buy tickets. But Josh is like, he's the young Kobe.
He's getting all the three-pointers.
You know? Yeah.
He's the young Kobe. You can't guard him.
See, I would have assumed it was like, I hate that guy. I want him dead. Is there an emoji for that?
Yeah, but Tom, when you're texting illegal things, you don't want to type out exactly what you're saying.
Which is no, Al, do they have? Can you see me on the camera, Al?
I absolutely can. You're a beautiful man.
I've got my...
What is that?
That's the lighter he's talking about, but it's gigantic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's a hype. It's nuts.
Yeah, that'll smoke you some crack.
It's a malfunction.
No, I may be I may be out of fuel. I was.
Well, you wasted so much.
spew the propane into the air here in the studio.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's gonna explode. Now.
Getting woozy.
I need to put a new cartridge in. Sorry, Al. But yeah, this is.
I feel like the FBI is going to be retracing the steps that Tom's doing right now.
You better
figure out why the biggest explosion in the history of the state happened.
Yeah, I got to get a new cartridge.
Be careful with that propane in here. I might ignite it with my wit.
Coming in hot.
Was that the Debo look from Fridays?
On his way to Hastings, Nebraska, it is a comedian Al Jackson. Al, give me another one.
Valentine's Day weekend. A special weekend. But what you guys already got, make me feel bad. Do you guys already have stuff planned out?
Yep.
Really?
Nope.
Hey, I got a present on the way, but that's about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Al.
That's not doing anything.
good topic.
We're going to Florida. That was a nice gift.
Yeah, what? Nice.
You're going to Florida for Valentine's Day?
Yep.
How about that?
And the Super Bowl.
That's excessive.
What?
No, it's not. It's a wonderful excessive. Gift.
It is excessive.
Did you hear how excessive that is, Joe?
It makes the rest of us look really bad, Christy, is what he means by excessive. Like, no one in there has any plans. Did you hear the silence? I have nothing.
Why is he trying so hard? What's going on here?
Well, we just started dating, too. It's different.
Oh, I see.
Ace, do you have anything planned for your fiancé for Valentine's Day?
Not yet. Couple of ideas.
Waiting for the coupon to come in from...
It's Groupon.
You going to give her the thickness?
The girth?
Oh, there's a good...
Tom,
I like that.
I was going to say, Tom, if whatever you get the missus, you need to make sure that it's dank.
Oh.
Tom, what does dank mean?
God, I know that at my old house a few years ago, the basement was dank.
I bet.
Following a flood.
I think damp is what you got there, but that's okay.
Well, dank is
dark.
Dark and stinky. Is the dank a sexy term?
Come here, old dark and stinky.
Baby, give me that dank.
First of all, dark and stinky.
I ain't gonna eat that dank.
He ain't gonna eat that dank.
I ain't eating that dank.
You call him a friend.
That's not right. I have it wrong again.
What do you do when you hang out with other comedians? When you're with Hannibal Buress, does he ever look at you and go, man, what are you doing?
What the hell's that? Hannibal's been in here.
Still talking to those people?
Good guy. You tell Hannibal I said to kiss my ass. Will you do that?
I have a beautiful poster signed from Hannibal.
Oh.
Beautiful silk screen that he gave.
Well, we know he'll snitch.
Oh, unless.
Good for him.
What a weird situation that's been.
And you know I'm joking.
I'm getting dank wrong then, right?
Unless your Valentine is thirsty, then you don't have to do anything.
Oh, I like it. I see. Now, Tom, do you see what Chicky did right there?
So let's see.
She's thirsty.
Okay, so.
What does thirsty mean, Tom?
Is dank part of her presentation? Would you say?
No, it was just a way to describe something.
Possibly in the
answer. So really, you want the gift to be dank?
The gift has to be dank?
Yes. Yeah.
I see. Does dank mean expensive?
it means cool, but if we're talking Valentine's Day weekend, it should be expensive too.
Okay.
So it means cool. I wonder how that came about.
Christmas.
Yeah, because I mean, there's two, because there's dank, and then there's a way to, when I was coming up, dank was used to describe like a particular strain of really high-end quality marijuana.
Right. That's how I always heard it.
Right. But I think, Josh, what happened was because it's regulated now and you're not just getting it from random people, that it's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, so there's no way to define it. It's just like, yeah, every batch you get is going to be quality. It's not just like some dude like, hey, I hope it's okay.
Right. That really is. It was a crapshoot for a long time.
But I still think, doesn't dank mean like a... You know, their basement's all...
Yes, that's another definition.
Yes, that's the original. If you're a city building inspector, yes, they can also use that. We're talking about 420, green, marijuana.
Cool, not...
I know, some of these words, they throw me.
Stuck in the...
If it's like I got a really dank present for you, I go, why? I've already got a basement. Bought a new dehumidifier and had to... We have time for one more, Al. Help me out here.
All right.
Wait a minute. We didn't, Thirsty. What's Thirsty?
Oh, good one.
What's it mean if she's thirsty, Tom?
I think it means that she is in the mood. She's thirsty. She'll take in what you've got to offer.
You may want to
visit the dank place.
I mean, she's doing everything to let you know she wants to take it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, she hearty.
Hey, baby, you thirsty? I got that dank ain't stankin'.
Oh. If you don't say that on Valentine's Day to the woman you love,
what are you doing?
So disappointed.
Yeah.
Might be the last thing you say.
I just love that, like, when somebody gives a definition of a word Tom really doesn't know, he does what I do as a dad. Well, he'll just go, well, there you go. That's the definition. And he says it so seriously, like, of course we both know that. Oh. He just found that out 6 seconds ago. But he goes, yeah, well, that's what it means. Of course, dabbing is dank.
Well, I'll say thank you as Wayne Newton would.
Okay.
Dank-a-Shane.
Oh, he's so disappointed. Look at Al. He's deflated.
That's rough.
Yeah.
You don't know that song, Dank-a-Shane?
Al's got the look on his face like he just saw a three-car pileup.
Yeah, it's just like when your mom tells you your dad's not coming to take you to Disney World this week. That face what I just made.
Daily Blast Live, Al Jackson. Watch him today.
Thank you. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.